Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this podcast series entitled Informed Fed. I'm co-host here, Jeff Rediger, host of Replacing Wall Street with Main Street podcast series, where over the years I've interviewed financial advisors, CPAs on financial education topics. And joining me in this series is investment advisor Bryant Stone, who is the co-author of the book, The Informed Fed. So, Bryant, welcome back.
Jeff, how are we doing, sir? How's everything?
Really good. Really good. Man, so we're hard to believe we're already on chapter six.
Can't believe it, man. It's going by quick. But, you know, every week I enjoy doing these with you and putting out this information, which is extremely valuable. So, yeah.
So before we get into the topic today, we'll remind everybody at the end, you can click the link below and order Bryant's book. Very important as a federal employee, some great information in this material. And also a little background on Bryant. This financial planning practice as a fiduciary and investment advisor focuses on federal employees and their specific needs. So he understands your benefits. He understands all the acronyms. And I think that's very important for each of you out there as either your early, mid, late career, or even retired at this point. There's still decisions that you need somebody that understands the federal benefits to help you navigate. So, all right, let's get into chapter six today, all about your health benefits. So first off, in reviewing this chapter, I'd like to focus on before retirement and then after retirement. So let's talk about the traditional health plans before the federal employee retires. I know during enrollment in the fall, that's where those decisions come in. So let's dive into that.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, like most employer sponsored health insurance plans, you know, you're going to have an open enrollment, you know, once a year. For the federal employee, it happens to be the second week in November. And that will roll all the way to the second week of December. That's when they're eligible to, you know, enroll in a new plan, change their plan, whatever the case may be. The other thing that's, you know, that's awesome about the federal employee health insurance plan is that they do have, Jeff, a no pre-existing conditions clause. So meaning that if they do have some type of, you know, health problem, complication, whatever the case may be, they cannot be turned down, which is awesome because obviously, you know, in the open market, that's not the case. You know, and each year they have, you know, regular options like you are in the open market. You know, you have your, HMO plans, PPO plans, health savings account plans, flexible savings account plans. And we're not going to dive, you know, too deep because we do want you to read the book. So as far as what each one of those acronyms mean, but for the most part, you know, you have the option to cover yourself. You can cover your spouse. You can cover your family. Your children can be covered up until age 26. As far as what the government's going to cover from a cost perspective, they're going to cover in and around 72%. You know, you as the federal employee, you're going to pay 28%. Now, pre-retirement, one thing, Jeff, that is important to know is that the premium payments that the federal employee makes for the health insurance is pre-tax. So it comes out pre-tax. They're, you know, they're not taxed first and then they pay the premium. So it does come out pre-tax. So that's a benefit in itself because you're not paying that premium with after-tax dollars. So, you know, they have a multitude of options. You know, what I always tell federal employees, especially if it's like a married couple, is to try to see, you know, if it makes sense for one of the federal employees to be on the other federal employees plan, or if it makes sense for them to be on separate plans. A lot of the times when they do retire, that does make a lot of sense. Now, leading up until retirement, one thing to note, Jeff, is that it is important for the federal employee to know that they do have to keep coverage for at least 5 years leading up until retirement, so that way that they can keep that health plan throughout retirement and have that option. So yeah, there's a lot of different options. I mean, you know, just a quick golden nugget, if I could give one, with the HSA account, it's called the health savings account. With that account, it almost works as like a like an IRA in a sense for a health perspective, meaning that you can make contributions to that health savings account. The interest on that is going to grow tax-free, so you're not going to pay any taxes on it as long as you use that health savings account for, you know, qualified medical expenses. You can use it into retirement, so even if you don't use it while you're employed, you can use it into retirement. And then also your beneficiaries can inherit a health savings account. So I think that's a real golden nugget. That's an option for the federal employee that they could implement. You know, obviously it has to make sense for them. So those are just a few tidbits, but it's a very you know, very well diverse plan. You have to make sure each open enrollment that you need to, you know, really look at what options make the most sense for you and just not, you know, just say, I'm going to pick this option because my coworker did, you know?
Right. And a lot of times I know in working with federal employees, last minute decisions can have long lasting impact. So it's important to understand and get ahead of it. So then for those that are transitioning or maybe even retired, what are some of the benefit planning issues that they should be looking at or that you advise on?
Sure. So, as you know, Jeff, I speak to probably 20 to 30 federal employees each and every single week. So these are things that we're talking about, you know, all the time and helping them plan for retirement, pre-retirement, post-retirement. Even, you know, it doesn't even have to be in and around retirement. It can just be, you know, a federal employee just getting started in the workforce and trying to figure out, you know, what makes the most sense. But in relation to, you know, that, you know, now they've retired, kind of what does that picture look like? So one thing to know is that's important to know is, you know, once you do become retired, the 72% that the government pays, they are still going to cover that portion of your health insurance. So that's awesome, right? They're not going to change or reduce the amount that they contribute towards
It's a
your
great deal.
oh, it's awesome. I mean, they're still going to contribute the same amount. Now, where the difference comes into play, Jeff, is that you know, the premium that the federal employee is going to pay now is not going to be pre-tax anymore. So what's going to happen is they'll get their FERS annuity or their CERS annuity. I know there's not too many CERS employees left, so we're, you know, mostly talking to FERS employees here. So they're going to get their FERS annuity, also known as your pension, because a lot of times I'll say FERS annuity to federal employees, and Jeff, they look at me like I got, you know, five heads because they don't know what it is. But that's known as their pension. So they'll have that tax, you know, the taxes will come out of that. And then after that FERS annuity is taxed, then that's when they'll pay their premium for the health insurance. So that's important to know because even though you're paying the same premium, it's going to feel like you're paying more because now you're paying that premium with after-tax dollars. And, you know, I can't tell you how many federal employees do not know that. So we make sure that, you know, they are aware of that and they do account for that inside of their, you know, the check that they're going to get from the government. So that's one thing that's huge to know. You know, another thing that's huge to know is, so let's say, Jeff, you have a federal employee, you know, and let's say their spouse is not a federal employee, right? And they're carrying the health insurance through that federal employee, and they plan to carry that health insurance throughout retirement. So one thing that's important to know is that if the federal employee does decide to do that, they do have to choose a survivorship option for that FERS annuity. Because if they don't, and let's just say they choose the single pay option that's going to pay them out the highest amount, it's going to carry then throughout their lifetime? Because yeah, sometimes you may have where the other spouse may not need a survivorship, so they're like, well, yeah, I'll just keep the highest paying option. My spouse doesn't need a survivorship for my annuity. But yeah, we still want to keep the health insurance. And then I have to unfortunately let them know, listen, well, I get it that your spouse doesn't need the survivorship option, but you actually do have to take it because in order for you guys to keep that health insurance on your spouse throughout retirement, you guys do have to choose that survivorship option. So that's like a huge thing that I see a lot, Jeff, that federal employees do not know. So, you know, obviously we wanted to cover it on today's podcast, and I think that's extremely important. You know, another thing I can think of, Jeff, is the Medicare. So a huge question I get is, you know, should I enroll in Medicare Part B, or should I just keep my federal employee health insurance and keep my Part A and call it a day? So the million-dollar answer to that, Jeff, is it depends. It depends on a lot of things. It depends on what your needs are. It depends on if you're going to travel. It depends on, you know, what's the likelihood of you think that the federal employee health plan may change over time, in a sense where it may not be beneficial for you. Because if you do not pick up the Part B, and let's say you decide, Jeff, to pick it up later, let's say you're 7 years into retirement and you're like, hey, you know what? The federal employee health benefits aren't providing what they used to. They've changed the plan. It's not, you know, I want to hop on Medicare now. Well, if you do decide to do that and you didn't elect the Part B when you retired, now you're going to pay 70% increased premium, because each year that you don't elect Part B when you're eligible, Jeff, that premium on Part B goes up 10% per year, and that's a locked in rate. So that's, you know, these are just things to consider. And now it may make sense to keep it and then obviously use your federal employee health insurance as a supplement, but these are things that I like to convey to my clients, to federal employees that I speak to. Obviously, that, you know, everybody's situation is different, but those are just a few things of note that I think are important.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Just as you were going through that overview, it just reminded me how important that survivor decision is, and we shouldn't take that for granted in working with the federal employee out there. So, all right. So again, get a copy of Brian's book. Click the link below in the notes. Bryant, if you know somebody's making a decision on what route to go with their health benefits at retirement, they can get on your calendar, right, for a no-cost consultation.
Yeah, they can hop on our calendar. You know, we can obviously give them a complimentary consultation based on their situation, what we may think may be best. Because I always tell federal employees, Jeff, whether it's with me or someone else, that you do sit down and consult with someone that does understand your benefits before you start making decisions. Because once you make
Absolutely.
decisions, you cannot change them. So it's very important.
Absolutely. So for everybody out there, you can book on Brian's calendar, also in the link below in the notes. So go ahead and do that if you're a federal employee, not just on the health benefits, but retirement questions. Overall financial planning, whatever financial issues are top of mind, go ahead and do that. Take advantage of it. So, okay. Also, check out my Fed University. The website's there, and you can see all the financial and federal benefit education resources. Bryant's done some events that are posted on there, and there will be upcoming live events that will be held. We like to do it on a quarterly basis, but make sure that you register and attend so you're updated on important topics like the one we just covered. So, Bryant, as usual, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, and we'll be back for chapter 7. Look for that to drop soon. So thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Investment advisory services offered through Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Top Rank Advisors LLC and Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated are not affiliated.